Kobe Morgan set to tee it up. The 6'1", 185-pound senior from Dewey, Oklahoma, ready to kick off. And I'm proud to turn the microphone over to my partner in crime and a man who is cooler than the other side of the pillow, the voice of the Dewey Bulldoggers, Adam Booyah Hooper.
I think that's one of my best introductions that you have given so far this year.
Thank you very much.
A lot better than the one at 0 week. Dewey in their road white uniforms with red trim, and they're going to go an onside kick, and Kellyville recovers at the 47-yard line. So kind of a little trickery right there for the Doggers. It doesn't work, but Kellyville will have excellent field position. They'll spot the ball at the 47-yard line.
Well, you know, I like that call, Adam. If you catch them off guard, you've got the momentum on your side. Turn it over to your defense and say, we've got confidence on you in case they get the ball. Senior quarterback Dakota McDougal brings the Ponies up the line. Here's a play-by-play with Adam.
McDougal now in the shotgun formation, two wide receivers. Handoff is Hayden Hudgens, and he'll scamper to the middle to about the 48-yard line. Brandon Phelps was the first to get him, along with Brandon Timmons. So actually, they'll spot that at the 49, so a gain of two, it'll make it second down and 8. Again, Kellyville breaks the huddle. Two wide receivers, one on each end. A shotgun formation for McDougal. There's a snap. Again, handoff. Actually, a quarterback keeper this time runs to the left, and he's tackled at the 50-yard line. Good job there by Kobe Morgan, who makes the stop, who read that thing perfectly.
Yeah, Kobe did exactly what the outside linebacker on the wayside has to do when they take that read option to the right. He stayed home, and when McDougal came running left, he was there in the hole for a 2-yard gain. Nice play.
So it'll be third down and 5 from the 40. Nine-yard line. Underway here in the first quarter. No score between Dewey and Kellyville. Again, a shotgun formation for McDougal. Two wide receivers to the right. Handoff is to Hudgens. Runs to the middle to the 50 to the 45-yard line. He is very close to the first down. And it looked like that the Dewey's Blake Scholl to make the stop. And he's probably about a half a yard short of the first down.
This will be a big play for that Dewey defense early as the ball is in their territory. Dewey in their base 4-3 defense. And the Kellyville will go for it on fourth and short.
So fourth down and short. Kellyville will go for it. McDougal in a shotgun formation, a receiver on each end. Hudgens goes to the middle, and he'll have the first down easily at the 43-yard line. It looked like Phelps along with Brandon Timmons there on the stop, and again, enough for a Kellyville first down.
Well, they're moving the ball on the ground, but not in big chunks. I think the Dewey defense has scouted the team very well and knows what they do, holding them to small chunks, but not enough to keep them from gaining that first down.
Again, a receiver on each end, McDougal in a shotgun formation. The snap, McDougal actually play action. McDougal now runs to his right. Morgan chases around. He's going to sack him at the 48-yard line. Good job there by Kobe Morgan to sack McDougal. A loss of yards for the Ponies.
Looks like he's going to lose about 5. Now, I tell you what, he's not going to outrun Kobe Morgan, Adam. He's got great speed on the outside. He can run with the ball, and we saw him without it there, and he chased down quarterback McDougal for a nice 5-yard loss, it looks like. It's going to be 2nd and 15. We got him behind the sticks right where we want him.
Two wide receivers on each side. McDougal in a shotgun formation. Dewey showing blitz there a little bit. A high snap, handoff to Hudgens. And actually, McDougal, a quarterback keeper, runs to the right to the 46-yard line. And a tackle there by Colby Williams for the Doggers. But about 11 yards short of the first down. It'll be third down and about 11 from the 45 in Dewey's territory.
Adam, that Dewey interior led by Travis Owens, the sophomore, doing a good job. Travis, the defensive end on this side.
McDougal now, again, a shotgun formation, a receiver on each end. McDougal now going back to pass, throws to his right, has a man open, caught right at the first down at yarder. And it looks like James Hughes there on the reception. Kobe Williams there on the stop, and that's about a half yard short of the first down.
Well, the southpaw quarterback is McDougal. Here we are with fourth and short again. Almost deja vu of the first fourth down play, Adam.
8.5 to go here in the opening quarter. No score between Dewey and Kellyville. McDougal in the shotgun formation. Handoff is to Blevins, and the ball comes loose. And it looks like Dewey has it. Yes, they do. Good job there by that Dewey defense. Not sure who coughed that football up, but again, it was Hudgens there on the ball carrier, and a great job there by that Dewey defense.
I didn't see who hit him first of all, but they popped it up into the air and got bodies on that ball in a hurry.
First and 10 down for Dewey, and hit off the Hunter Brewer this time. Breaks one tackle to the 32 to the 35-yard line. And there on the tackle, Keaton Kidd, the 5'8", 190-pound senior there. Great to see Hunter Brewer back. He did not play in last week's loss to Locust Grove. Second and 6 from the 36-yard line.
And Dewey offense moving quickly.
Play action, and wide open there. Kobe Morgan caught at the 45, and the ball comes loose again. And I think Dewey has recovered.
Kobe trying to, on the far side, far sideline with the reception, trying to shake the defender. It's going to be a gain of about 8 yards and a first down for the Bulldoggers.
They'll spot the ball at the 46-yard line. It'll be first and 10 from the Doggers 46. Two wide receivers to the right, one on the left. A shotgun formation. Handoff Blake Phelps. He'll run to the right, and he'll gain a couple to the 49-yard line. And on the stop, Keaton Kidd.
And Adam, have we seen Dewey go this quickly all year long?
I have not.
Hardly time to take a breath before they're ready to go again.
Second and 7 now from the 49. Get a shotgun formation for Hunter Brewer. Actually for Blake Phelps. I mean, Blake Timmons, excuse me. Too many Blakes on this team. And a snap. Timmons now rolls to his right, being pressured, and he'll throw the ball away.
Hey, what a great play, though, by Timmons. The wide receiver screen was well defensed by the Kellyville Ponies, and Timmons used his experience and knowledge of the situation. Just threw it away, lived to fight another day, and it's going to bring up third and long for the Ponies.
It's going to be 3rd and 7, ball at the 49-yard line. No score between Dewey and Kellyville. And our scoreboard update brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Services. 3rd and 7 from the 49-yard line. Handoff is to Phelps, and he'll get into Pony territory, and he is down at the 47-yard line. About 5 Pony players there to make the stop. First one to get him, Peyton Lucas, a 5'11", 145-pound sophomore.
That was a nice, tough run up inside. Brings up 4th and about 3 for the Doggers. Big play right now.
4th and 3 now from Kellyville's 47. Handoff is Blake Phelps. And Phelps is not going to make the first down. Great job there by that Kellyville defense. And it looked like Keaton Kidd again to make the stop. And it'll be turnover or downs for Dewey. So both teams go one and out on their opening possession, and Kellyville will have it from their own 47-yard line with 6:33 to go in the first quarter, and no score between Dewey and Kellyville.
Well, Adam, the quarterback, McDougal, playing left corner, had a big hand in that. He turned that play back inside as he was able to get away from the wide receiver and keep it for a short enough game that could not get the first down. We've got a stoppage of play.
Well, we got official stoppage of play right now as whistles have been blown. Not sure about the situation
here. I think Hunter Brewer's got a little blood on the right elbow here. He's bringing him to the sideline.
They're going to bring Blake Timmons will take his place. Well, again, it's good to see Hunter Brewer back in the lineup.
We want to apologize. I think we mistakenly called Brandon Phelps, Blake Phelps tonight, but Brandon is number 30, and we apologize for that. We've got our game on now.
McDougal in a shotgun formation. Play action. McDougal going back to pass now. Rose to his left. Throws to his left, and it's incomplete. Attended by Carson Blevins, but McDougal was well covered. It'll be 2nd and 10.
Like Cage Garner with excellent pressure that time on the Dewey defensive line. He came from this right end position and got good pressure on the left hand of McDougal and forced him to throw it away. We're at second and 10 now.
Get a shotgun formation now for McDougal, a receiver on each end. The snap, handoff is to Hutchins, and Hutchins will go to the middle, may have gained a yard to the 48-yard line. First to get him was Jacob Shambles along with Travis Owens.
How many times did we call Jacob's name during a broadcast defensively?
Quite a number of times. Gain of one will make it third and nine from the 48-yard line. So it'll be a receiver on each end for Kellyville and a shotgun formation by Dakota McDougal. McDougal now going back to pass, throws to his left. It's caught at the 45 to the 40 and spinning around down at the 42-yard line. Kobe Morgan there on the stop. Kellyville moving the ball here pretty much what they want to, but have not gotten any points after that.
A gain of about 11 and a first down, and we'll see. We'll watch for this Dewey defense to stiffen yet again, Adam.
Shotgun formation for McDougal, receiver on each end on first down and 10 from Dewey's 42. McDougal going back to pass. It's caught at the 35, knocked down at the 30-yard line. Enough for a punty first down. That's Carson Blevins there on the reception.
Blevins, his second straight reception, and McDougal seems to be getting a little rhythm going with that 13-yard gain.
So it'll be now first and 10 from the Doggers' 29-yard line. 5:27 to go in the first quarter, no score between Dewey and Kellyville.
Both teams really hurrying to the line on offense tonight, Adam.
McDougal in a shotgun formation. The snap. Quarterback keeper this time. Throws to his left down at the 28-yard line. And Kobe Morgan there on the stop along with Jacob Shambles.
Jacob Shambles doing the sportsmanlike thing, helps the quarterback up, says, I'll see you next time.
It's going to be about second down and nine from the 28-yard line. Clock rolling with 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. No score between Dewey and Kellyville. Scoreboard update brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Services. Shotgun formation for McDougal. Handoff is to Hudgens. He'll run to the middle to the 25, and still on his feet to the 24-yard line. A whole slew of Dogger players to make the stop, and it's going to be about third down and about five. Jacob Shambles there was the first to get him, and now you're looking at third and four now for Kellyville from Dewey's 24-yard line. McDougal in the shotgun formation. McDougal now going back to pass, throws to his left, fires, pass caught.
You know, they're taking advantage of that wide or that big cushion that Kobe Williams is giving you over there. And Levin just stepping out 5 yards and catching the ball. Gains about six on the play. First down for the Ponies.
And a 7 yard gain makes it first and 10 now for the Ponies at Dewey's 17 yard line. Kellyville started from their own 47-yard line. This is their eighth play of the drive. McDougal and shotgun. Hudgens gets the handoff, and he's down immediately at the 15-yard line, rolling to his left. And they're on the tackle for Dewey. It looks like
got an official timeout again. Looks like we've got another Dewey player is going to be sent off the field. Second time tonight that's happened on the Dewey defense.
Cole Hawkins was the one that made the tackle. And now the gain of two, and it'll make it second down and eight from the 15-yard line.
Nothing fancy about Hutchins, Adam. They just hand it to him straight ahead, and he's kind of a bulldozer.
He's their second leading rusher for this Pony offense. Shotgun formation for McDougal. And off to Blevins again. Rolls to his right to the 10, to the 5, down at the 4, to the 3-yard line. And again, a tackle by Cole Hawkins, and that gives Kellyville a first and goal. That's about a 12-yard gain.
He just ran that straight ahead off right tackle at him on the read option, and he tried to leap over the final defender but couldn't get there, and they've got a first and goal situation.
First and goal now from the 3-yard line. A receiver on each end. McDougal in the shotgun formation. McDougal hands it off to Blevins, and down at the 3-yard line.
Nice hit there by the Dewey defense.
That was Hunter Brewer, the first to get him, and also Travis Owens there on the assist. So it'll be second and goal. No gain on the play. Actually, he may have lost a yard. So it'll be second and goal from the 4. Clock rolling with 2:45 to go in the opening quarter. No score between Kellyville and Dewey.
I'm glad to see Colby Williams taking that cushion away over here on Blevins so they can't have that easy pass.
Here goes shotgun formation for McDougal. Handoff is to Blevins and gets a hole, but down at the 1. Travis Owens again to make the stop.
Well, so the defense had bent but not broken, Adam. We've got a big third down play here for the Doggers.
This is a huge stance here for the Doggers defense here. Third and goal now from the 1. Let's see what the Ponies can do here on the offensive side. McDougal in a shotgun formation. A snap. Hudgens gets it. Rolls to his left.
Nice
and
play.
Down immediately at the 3. And I think it was Hunter Brewer there who made that touchdown-saving stop.
That was a great play by Hunter Brewer. Nobody between him and the goal line. And he throws it for a 1-yard loss. And that'll bring up 4th and goal.
Actually, I think he lost 2.
Did he?
Now making 4th and goal now from the 3. And Kellyville will go for it.
That's great. Great play on defense.
McDougal in a shotgun formation. Hutchins alone setback. McDougal now rolls to his left, still rolling, and he'll throw it, and he's still on his feet, doesn't throw it yet, and he's going to be still on his feet, and he finds the ball. Wide open man, touchdown, Kellyville. Carson Blevins. How in the world did Dakota McDougal find it? Blevins, well, a couple of Dewey players had him wrapped up to do it, and McDougal finds a wide-open Blevins for a 3-yard touchdown pass.
Well, Adam, McDougal just kept staying alive and avoiding tackles, and he was able to find Blevins, who just kind of ran a circle route in the end zone and came back to him, made separation between him and Colby Williams, and McDougal able to loft it in for the touch. Barely got his foot in, but it's good for 6.
Here's the snap, the hold, the kick on its way, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 1:18 to go in the opening quarter, and your score, Kellyville 7 and Dewey nothing. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Dewey Bulldoggers football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, that took 13 plays over 5 minutes. That took that drive on a 13-play, 53-yard drive. Carson Blevins, a 3-yard touchdown pass from Dakota McDougal. Point after good, 7-0, Kellyville.
Looks like William Peterson going to tow it up for the Ponies here.
Here's William Peterson kick, and it's down at the 34-yard line. And so the Doggers will have the ball from their own 34-yard line, first and 10.
Drake Scholl on that kickoff reception, Adam, and he just took a knee and down there. They're going to move it right up to the 35-yard line for the Dewey's first play. Fun to do this game in the wind, isn't it?
The wind is not really the factor here, but
it is
on a high there. Handoff is to Hunter Brewer. He'll run to the middle to the 35 to the 38-yard line. And he is met up by Colton Peterson for Kellyville.
Adam, I think the Doggers need to respond with a touchdown in kind here.
That was a gain of 5 on the play. Second and 5 from the 40. Handoff again, Hunter Brewer sweeps to the left to the 40, 45, 50. Breaks a tackle into Kellyville territory at the 45-yard line. Probably his best run of the night there for Hunter Brewer. And again, Colton Peterson there on the tackle.
18 yards and a first down for the Dewey Bulldoggers.
Dewey will go to no huddle. First and 10 from their own 45, the Kellyville 45. Handoff, Hunter Brewer runs to the middle. Breaks one tackle to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, 25, and down at the 15-yard line.
Hey, sack on 30 more there for Hunter Brewer.
That stops the clock with 35.3 seconds to go in the opening quarter. They'll spot it officially at the 15-yard line in Kellyville territory. First and 10 for Kellyville's 15.
Here comes Dewey again.
Handoff is to Hunter Brewer again and breaks one tackle, won't get away from another. He'll lose a couple of yards to the 17-yard line. And it looks like that William Peterson there on the stop.
Give him a loss of just one, thankfully.
So it'll be second and 11 now from the 16-yard line. And Dewey may not have to get a snap up. I think they are.
Hunter halfway to 100 yards already.
The snap. And going back to pass to the right side, and the pass intercepted at the end zone. Caston Fry was the intended receiver. He didn't see who got the interception. It looked like the interception there was Levin. By...
Was
no,
it?
Dakota McDougal.
Dakota, okay, thank you.
So when Dewey tried to drive to score, McDougal gets the interception and the ball back to Kellyville on the touchback from their own 20-yard line with 0.8 seconds to go in the opening period.
Well, he overthrew one receiver and underthrew the other. Just kind of got it in an in-betweener there in the defensive back. Able to make a nice play on the ball.
So first and 10 from Kellyville's 20-yard line. Get a shotgun formation from McDougal. Hudgens gets it, and timeout on the play.
It's like our first penalty, Adam.
Actually, yeah, there is a flag on the play at the 20. The false start against Kellyville. So a false start against Kellyville, first penalty of the night. It'll make it first and 15 from the 15-yard line in Kellyville's territory.
And I think that's the end of the first quarter because we don't usually end the quarter on offensive penalty.
Actually, they'll one more play.
News to me.
So a shotgun formation now for Kellyville. McDougal, along with Hudgens, a lone setback. They'll hand it off to Hudgens. He runs to the middle and crosses the 15 to the 16-yard line. And that is the end of the first quarter. And your score, Kellyville 7 and Dewey nothing. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. And you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Here, second and 15 from Kellyville's 15-yard line. Handoff is to Hudgens, and that will be might have gained a couple of yards to the 18-yard line. It'll be third down and about 12.
Dewey needs a stop and a punt right here, Adam. Get them deep in their own territory. Be nice to kind of flip the field and have great field position.
So it'll be third and 12 from Kellyville's 18-yard line. Two wide receivers this time lined up to the left. Again, a shotgun formation for McDougal. McDougal now hands it off to Hudgens, runs to the right to the 20, and down at the 24-yard line, well short of the first down. And Colby Williams there to make the stop.
Yeah, Hudgens has got a good 5-yard game, but as you said, well short of the first down. Fourth and 6, that's going to bring up punt formation. Just what we'd hoped for. Looks like McDougal is also going to do the kicking duties on the punt team.
Yeah, he does do the punting duties here, and looks like that
Blake Timmons
back to receive. And we got official stoppage of play. Whistle's blown. We'll see about what this is all about. I don't see a flag now.
Now the back judge threw that, and we'll see what he sees.
Oh, he does at the 43.
What is that?
Ineligible substitution against Dewey. Oh, no, ineligible man. What? That's going to be a first down, Kellyville.
I didn't see the signal, Adam.
Well, it went like this. It wasn't on sides, but it says like a 5-yard penalty, and it gives Dewey a first down. I mean, gives Kellyville a first down.
Well, you hate to see that. They had him backed up and ready to receive a punt.
I didn't
see. Maybe a legal substitution.
Legal substitution, that's what it is. So first and 10 for Kellyville from their own 30-yard line. McDougal now hands it off to Hudgens, and he won't break a tackle. He's going to lose some yards.
Yeah, Brandon Phelps, one of the guys to put the lick on him right there. And he's
Brandon Phelps along with and Brandon Timmons there on the stop. First time we've called his name tonight. So it'll be second and 10, no gain on the play.
And Kidd has checked in at running back now for the Ponies.
That's Caton Kidd, who is their team's leading rusher on the year. 356 yards and three touchdowns. And Kidd is a 5'8", 190-pound senior.
Hutchins just a freshman. He was very impressive.
McDougal now throws to his left and the pass incomplete. Colby Williams was the defender, and the intended receiver was Carson Blevins.
Yeah, they've taken away that big cushion that Williams started the game with, and they've taken away that short pass. Just excellent defense by the right corner of the Dewey Bulldoggers.
So the third down and 10 from the 30. See if Dewey can get another stop here.
And I think Williams will have another opportunity to put the clamp down on Blevins here on this third down and long.
Here's a shotgun formation for McDougal. Two wide receivers, one on each end. Hand off this side. Actually, quarterback keeper is McDougal. Runs to his left to the 35. Dives to the 40 to the 42-yard line. And enough for a Pony first down.
Yeah, was just able to put just enough juke on Kobe Morgan to pick up that first down. I thought Kobe had him dead to rights, but he put a good move on him. Got 12 yards on the play, needed 10, and his first down at the 43-yard line of the Ponies.
So first and 10 from the 43-yard line for the Ponies. It started from their own 15-yard line. Their last drive went 13 plays, 53 yards. Shotgun formation for McDougal. The snap. McDougal throws to his right, and a pass incomplete. And the intended receiver was James Hughes was the intended receiver. So it'll be second and 10.
And it looks like McDougal, just on watching him throw that ball to his right at him, is not quite as adept throwing across his body as he is out to the left side. So maybe that's something that the Dewey defenders can take advantage of tonight.
Second down and 10 from the 43-yard line. Again, the only win tonight, or the only win for Kellyville, was that 2015 win against Caney Valley back in week two. And it's going to be a reverse, and that's going to be Carson Blevins on the handoff, sweeps to the right side, across the 45 to the 47-yard line. Brandon Timmons there on the stop.
Jacob Stevenson had him in the backfield and just couldn't quite wrap him up.
They'll spot it at the about four on the carry, makes it third and six from the 47-yard line. Shotgun formation for Dakota McDougal. Dakota now going back to pass, right side, this time incomplete. And again, James Hughes there was the intended receiver, and now fourth and five. And Dewey's defense does their job. They'll force Kellyville to punt the ball.
And again, not as accurate to his right side, throwing over here in this near sideline. And it looks like we've got this time Cole Hawkins going back deep to receive for the Doggers. And I think they only have 11 men on the field, so that's good news. We'll see if we can get this punt this time.
McDougal now back to punt from his own 37-yard line. The snap and wobbly kick. And they'll put the ball out of bounds at about the 21-yard line. So Dewey gets the ball back, and their own territory be about the 21-yard line. They'll score 8:41. Actually, Kellyville on top of Dewey, 7-0, 8:41 to go to halftime. And our scoreboard update brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
They're going to mark that right at the 20, Adam. And it's going to be first down and 10 for the Doggers from that juncture. Like to see a nice 80-yard drive for this Dogger offense.
Blake Timmons, the quarterback, now this time hands it off to Phelps. And he won't get any room there. No gain on the play. He stopped at the 20.
Just a little counterplay. Faked it to Cole Hawkins going right, handed back to Phelps on going left. He only picks up a yard. I don't see Hunter Brewer on the field right now.
Actually, that was Blake Scholl that was the running back.
on that last play. Two wide receivers to the right. Timmons goes back to pass. Man open, caught by Kasten Fry to the 30. Cross the 30 to the 31-yard line. That should be enough for a Dogger first down. Now, Kasten Fry there in place of Jonathan Blackman. And Jonathan was in uniform tonight, but it was going to be a game-time decision on whether or not he would play or not.
And the fourth first down for the Bulldoggers. And we see him move the sticks. Go for another set. First and 10, Doggers.
Shotgun formation for Timmons. Fry on the sweep. Spins around to the 30, down at the 32. So nice little run there by Kasten Fry. And a tackle there by Colton Peterson. So a one-yard gain makes it second and 9 from the 32.
Just couldn't get away from that shoestring tackle.
Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Clock rolling with 7:25 to go to halftime. A very fast-paced first half here.
Yes, sir.
Only two penalties called here tonight. The snap. Timmons goes back to throw. Throw his right. And pass overthrows his intended receiver, Kasten Fry.
And of course, being up here with the Dewey coaches, we can hear them yelling in the background. That's a hold, as they thought the cornerback on that far side maybe had an arm bar on him and wouldn't let him pass. He had about a half a step on McDougal, the left corner for the Ponies. Now we've got 3rd and 9 for the Dewey Bulldoggers.
3rd and 9 now from the 32-yard line in Doggers territory. Oh, the ball comes loose, and before that, whistles are blown. And I think they're going to call false start against Dewey.
Yeah,
that
was illegal snap. There it is.
Yeah. So false start there against Dewey. Second penalty tonight for the Doggers. Now they'll make it 3rd down and 14 from the 27-yard line. Dewey now has two wide receivers to the right, two on the left. Timmons goes back to throw, throws to his right, and has a man open. Oh. Incomplete. And it looked like that Kobe Morgan there, the ball went through his arms and drops it.
He had maybe 6 points if he catches that. He was well behind McDougal. They ran a little wheel route with him out of the slot formation on the right side. The outside receiver went down and ran a post. He cut in right behind him and just looped it around. He was wide open, just couldn't catch the ball.
And Kobe Morgan back to punt for the Doggers.
Oh,
and before that, now we got another whistles are blown, flag on the play. We haven't been this far upstairs since the 2A state championship game, buddy.
I know, right?
And we were indoors. They're going to disregard the flag. They will. So.
Yeah, I was disregarding it already, so.
We had fun in Stillwater, didn't we?
Oh, we did.
Kobe Morgan back to punt. This time the snap gets on a nice kick. And McDougal will catch it at the 35. Breaks one tackle and down at the 40-yard line. We're going to have a flag on the play at the 35, and it may be a legal block.
Nice run back by McDougal. He was able to split the first two Dewey defenders. We've got two flags. There's one at the 50 also, Adam. They'll take the farthest one. Here's the call.
Legal block in the back against Kellyville. That's going to be declined. Legal block in the back against Kellyville. That will be accepted. And a 1st and 10 for Kellyville. 6:51 to go to halftime. 7-0 favor of Kellyville. And our scoreboard update brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
They'll send it back to the 25 of the Ponies, Adam, where they'll set up shop. 6:51 to go in the half. Wait, like you said, it's really got past us quickly.
Yeah, it's been kind of a fast-paced football game here. Kind of games I like. Shotgun formation for McDougal on a shotgun formation. Handoff this time. And a handoff this time.
Got to go to Kidd.
Looks like Kidd there on the Keaton Kidd there on the carry. Runs to his left to the 29-yard line.
His first carry and a gain of four, second and six for Kellyville.
Second and six now from the 29-yard line. Clock rolling with 6:20 to go to halftime. McDougal this time in the shotgun formation. A receiver on each end. Kidd gets it again. Oh, the ball comes loose. And no, actually there to make the recovery, Hayden Hudgens. Kind of a miscommunication there on the handoff there on Kellyville. And luckily enough, they get the ball back. That's a loss of five right there. It'll make it third and 10. You don't smell firewood burning, don't you? We're outdoors tonight.
I started a fire behind us there. So.
Okay. Third down and 10 from the 25-yard line. Handoff this time to Kidd. Breaks one tackle. Dives to the 28-yard line. Not enough for a first down, but a good job there defensively by the Doggers. And they're on the tackle. Oh, there was a fumble on the play, and Dewey, boy, I didn't see that.
I didn't
buddy.
See that, Adam. I was getting ready for a punt, and our thought, or looks like a kid has fumbled. That's the second turnover, and we'll take that deep into
so
Kellyville territory.
Dewey will have it now from their own, actually from Kellyville's 27-yard line. Well, I didn't see that, did you?
No, sir, I did not, but I'm glad it happened. We'll
Simmons
take it.
Goes back to pass. Now he'll run with it. To the 25, to the 20, still in the seat, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, is in the end zone. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. And that was
Blake Timmons
on a 27-yard run to the right side. And that is his first rushing touchdown of the season. And Dewey on the board with 5:19 to go to halftime.
Excellent maneuvering. Went back to pass. Nobody open. Saw the middle split open like the Red Sea, and he drove right through it for 6 points.
And they're going to go for two. And Blevins throws in the end zone, and a pass was tipped and incomplete. Actually, Caston Fry there was the intended receiver. Timeout on the field. 5:19 to go. The halftime. It is Kellyville 7 and Dewey 6. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country, K-Rig. Turn down for what? Turn down for what? Well, after a Kellyville turnover, Dewey comes storming back on a Blake Timmons 27-yard run. The pass, the two-point conversion was no good, and it's 7-6 favor of Kellyville. We're in the top of the seventh at Busch Stadium between the Cardinals and the Cubs. Cardinals leading the Cubs 1-0.
A one-hit shutout by John Lackey. That's great to see.
It's great to see there. First game of the National League Divisional Series. Morgan kicks things off. High kick. Caught at the 15, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30. Breaks one tackle to the 35, to the 40. And spun around at the 45-yard line.
That was Keaton Kidd again.
Keaton Kidd there on the kickoff return. And Kellyville has some decent field position. They'll spot it at the 45-yard line.
And Kobe Morgan finally able to collar him and sling him down like a rag doll. But he brought it about 30 yards back to the 45-yard line. And they're going to start with a huddle on the sideline for the Ponies and bring their offense back on the field from there.
Why it's not raining, don't you?
I think we'd be off the air.
Yeah, we'd be off the air, yeah. So here is Kellyville on offense at Dakota McDougal. Out of shotgun formation. Handoff. Actually, it's a reverse. And it's a reverse there to the 45. Runs to the right to the 50. To the 45. Pushed out of bounds at the 40. At Carson Blevins there on the carrier.
And at one point, Adam had kind of pulled that ball up like he might pass it, but saw that Williams had the covers downfield, so he towed it around in for 15 yards. And another Kellyville first down. That will be their eighth of the first half.
So it'll be at the 40-yard line, first and 10 from Dewey's 40-yard line. A receiver on each end. McDougal in the shotgun formation. Play action. McDougal throws to the middle, has a fan open. 20 to the 15, to the 10, 5, a touchdown, Kellyville. And that is Casey Williams on a 40-yard touchdown pass from Dakota McDougal. And for McDougal, that is his fourth touchdown pass of the season.
And he had not completed a pass the last three, but he threw a strike that time, Adam.
And for Williams, that's his first touchdown reception of the year. And Kellyville on top, 13-6.
That didn't take long.
William Peterson now will attempt the extra point. The snap, the hold, kick is partially blocked, no good. I think Colby Williams there was the one that blocked it, and the point after no good. Timeout on the field, 4:51 to go. The halftime, it's your score, Kellyville 13 and Dewey 6. Back after this 30-second timeout, you're listening to Bulldoggers football here on Real Country K-Rig.
I want it all.
All right, now outside here at Kellyville, Oklahoma.
In the elements, Kobe Morgan, Hunter Brewer back deep to receive this kickoff from Peterson.
Here's a kick, a little wobbly kick, and down at the 40, ball is still loose, and I think Dewey has recovered from their own 39.
That was closer than it needed to be.
That last drive for Kellyville, two plays, 55 yards.
And a 40-yard touchdown strike over the middle. I don't know where the safety was on the play, the corner.
They weren't near them.
No.
They weren't even near them. That was my concern really all year was their secondary.
The corners got caught looking into the backfield. Look who's out here at wide receiver, Adam, number 6.
And that's Jonathan Blackman. Great to see him back. Timmons now throws to his right, and a pass is underthrown to Kobe Morgan.
Just didn't put enough arm on. He was wide open, Adam. And Blake just maybe was surprised to see him so wide open and kind of short-armed it. Probably thought, all I got to do is get it to him, and he just kind of oomped it out there and got a little grass on the end of it. Good to see Jonathan Blackman out there. He's a very fine athlete and an instrumental cog in this Dewey offense.
Second and 10 from Dewey's 38-yard line. Three wide receivers to the right. Levins. Pass, a scoop pass to Hunter Brewer. Breaks one tackle to the 50. 45, 40, has a tackler. 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, and dives at the 10-yard line. Just a little screen pass there by Hunter Brewer, and it's going to be first and goal from the 10.
And 52 yards on the play. That's great. And like you said, enough for a Dewey Bulldogger first down. And Hunter Brewer is exciting when he gets the ball under his wing.
Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons this time. Handoff. This time is Blake Phelps. He's going in the end zone. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, the Bulldoggers. Brandon Phelps on a 10-yard run right down the middle. And Dewey responds after a Kellyville touchdown.
Wasn't anybody home in the middle, Adam. And you made the good call there. Good night, Dewey. And nice to see them right back in this game at 13-12. And here comes, looks like, extra two? Yes, two.
Yeah, they're
going
to go for two here to take a lead here.
Wildcat with Hunter Brewer receiving the snap.
Here's a Wildcat Brewer. He'll run to his right, and he is short. So he's about a yard short, and the point after no good. Timeout on the field, 4:22 to go in halftime. We got a ball game here, folks. It's Kellyville 13 and Dewey 12. Back after this 30-second timeout, you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. That didn't take long for Dewey to respond. Brandon Phelps has his first rushing touchdown of the year on a 10-yard run that took three plays and 62 yards.
You know, Adam, you or I may have been able to run that one in.
Oh, he was just scampering right down the middle.
We need to mention what a great hole opened up the middle by that Dewey offensive line. They're doing a great job tonight. Kobe Morgan set to kick off, and looks like Blevins back deep to receive for for the Ponies.
Here's the kick by Morgan. It's a high kick.
Nice kick.
And caught at the 14, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, 35, and tripped up at the 37-yard line. They're on the tackle for Dewey.
I didn't get another number, Adam. Sorry about that.
I think it was Cole Brown. They're on the tackle. Have not called his name a lot this year. So Kellyville with the ball, and that will be at the 38-yard line.
Looks like Cole Hawk has lost a helmet on that play. He'll come out. He's replaced by Brandon Tidwell. Brandon's a 5'9", 165-pound junior, and he will be at that short side cornerback.
So first and 10 from Kellyville's 38-yard line. McDougal in the shotgun formation. Handoff this time is Hudgens. He'll run in the middle to the 40 to the 42-yard line.
Well, we got a steady dose of him in the fourth in the first quarter, and they put Kidd in for a little while. Looks like the freshman's back in there toting the pigskin.
You know, for a freshman, he's not bad at all.
There's nothing fancy around him. He reminds me of the kid that we saw in the Know-What-A game from Miami. Just kind of puts his head down Larry Zonka style and wraps both hands around it. Yeah. Oh, good, and now we got a train. This is even better.
Second and five, from the 43. Handoff is to Hudgens again, and he might have gained a yard, dives to the 43, 44-yard line.
We're going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say no gain for that Dewey defense. That was a nice stop.
Kobe Morgan there on the tackle. So now you're looking at third and five from Kellyville's 43-yard line. 3:16 to go to halftime. 13-12 favor of Kellyville. Our scoreboard update brought to you by Arnold Moore and Incamp Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
Nice of those folks to sponsor that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. McDougal in a shotgun formation on third and five. Play action. McDougal now rolls to his left, throws a bomb, and the pass is caught at the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Kellyville. And I think Caston Fry fell down as Carson Blevins, just after sawing the defender fall down, said, hey, I'm going to take it in for the end zone.
And that's his second touchdown reception of the evening. I had about 57 yards on that. Is that what you got?
That's what I got here. And Kellyville increases their lead now 19-12, and I think they're going to go for two here. Well, it turned out to be a low-scoring affair. It's now turning to being a
track meet.
McDougal now to shotgun formation, a receiver on each side. And Hudgens makes that second effort. Did he get in? No. Just about a half yard short. And the point after, no good. Timeout on the field with 2:46 to go to halftime. It's Kellyville 19 and Dewey 12. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Noggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, that took not long. Three plays and 72 yards. Actually, no, 62 yards.
I think, as you called it, Cole Hawkins, number 18, just got turned around and fell down on the play, and Blevins barely made the catch. He had to make a leaping reception and able to keep his feet.
And the ball came loose, and good job there by the Doggers to recover that one. That's Dylan Bridges who recovered that. And Dewey will get the ball back. Probably a decent field position from the 42-yard line.
Yeah, with a little over 2.5 to play in the half. That's great. We got all three timeouts. And the way we move the offense, it won't take us long to get down there again.
No, probably not. The way that offense have been clicking here as of late. Shotgun formation now for Timmons. And Timmons now rolls to his right, still rolling, and the pass is incomplete. It was almost picked off there by Colton Peterson.
Probably just should have thrown that into the sideline and come back to the huddle. That was too close for comfort.
So it'll be second and 10 from the 42-yard line. That stops the clock with 2:37 to go to halftime, and 19-12 favor of Kellyville. Timmons in a shotgun formation, four wide receivers still on each end. And a miscommunication right there is Blake Timmons still on his feet to the 45 and somehow goes to the 47-yard line.
That was the ugliest five-yard gain I believe I've ever seen, Adam.
Well, you know what? I think Hunter Brewer wanted that football.
He did, and he went the opposite direction of where Blake Timmons stuck it out, and they tried to waltz it together for about 3 yards, and Blake took charge and made a five-yard gain out of it. Third and five.
Shotgun formation for Timmons. Blake goes back to pass, and the ball comes loose, and I think Kellyville has recovered.
Peterson able to come around from the end and knock it away.
As Timmons was about to make his forward progress, the ball came loose from behind, and Kellyville causes that turnover.
Yeah, William Peterson caused it, and I think 33 Hutchins was able to fall on that. And we certainly need a defensive uprising right here by the Dogger defense. They're under pressure now. They're under the gun, and hopefully with a 2:04 to play in the half, they can rise up. Maybe get the ball back for us one more time right at the Dogger 39-yard line.
McDougal now in a shotgun formation. It's a golden opportunity here for Kellyville if they want to increase their lead a little bit before halftime. But before that, whistles are blown. There's a flag on the play.
Is there 12 guys out there for Dewey?
Yeah.
No, nope, they're going to move it. I thought there was for a minute there. Hey, that's even better. We'll take it against the Ponies.
Well, it's a five-yard penalty for Kellyville, and they'll make it first and 15 now for the 34-yard line. Play action, McDougal throws to his left, has a man wide open, caught at the 10 to the 5, down to the 2-yard line. And guess who? That was Carson Blevins. You know, McDougal can do that all day because the secondary is not even close to those receivers.
No, he was so far behind our secondary, and another 37 yards for Blevins.
So they'll spot the ball, I think, at the, look like about the 4-yard line. They have been doing that all evening, folks. The secondary hasn't even been close to some of those receivers.
And I don't know why, because the running game has not been that great for, they should be playing pass on the outside there, and they're not.
Hand off this to Blevins, and Blevins is stuffed at the 5.
Yeah,
good job there by that Dewey defense. Blake Shaw. Blake EPA announcer.
At least the train didn't take long.
No.
You know, I can tell you in all my broadcasting years, which were 6 or 8 to begin with, and now the last 3, I've never been treated more poorly at a stadium than this place.
Oh, I agree with you, buddy. Second and goal. Handoff is to Blevins again. Actually, it's Hutchins again. He is stuffed again at the 5.
He was hammered. I think he lost a couple at him.
Boy, that Dewey defense doing a good job on that run
and offense. That's why I don't understand why the corners aren't covering tighter, because they're really not helping on this run. They're stuffing that with the front 7, and the corners and safeties has got to step up and cover those receivers. Now you look for Blevins on that far side, the left-hand side for McDougal. That's what he likes to throw to.
Third and goal from the 6. That was a loss of 2. Shotgun formation. Oh, they're going to go offsides. It's either offsides or a false start against Kellyville. Yeah, false start against Kellyville. Looked like on the right guard moved for Kellyville. So back up 5 yards for Kellyville. Now you're looking at third and goal from the 11. With 22.7 seconds to go and counting.
And sophomore Colby Williams has the – oh, they've changed it now. They're bringing 2 receivers to the right. Colby Williams on the outside. Colby Morgan on the inside on the defense.
McDougal on the shotgun formation. McDougal now rolling. Breaks one tackle. Moves to his left. Still going. Now he throws a desperation prayer, and the pass is incomplete. Boy, that was close there, and there were about 4 defenders for Dewey against 1 receiver for Kellyville. Carson Blevins with the intended receiver. Now you got 0.2 seconds to go, And well, if you're Kellyville, yeah, you got to go for it here.
And they're going to call a timeout, Adam.
Timeout, Kellyville, with 0.2 seconds to go. And the first half, 19-12, favor of Kellyville. Coming up at halftime, we will have our first half numbers, and then we'll have our area team spotlight tonight. Tonight, we'll be spotlighting the Nowanna Ironmen and head coach Matt Hagebush. And tonight's area team spotlight brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. Matter of fact, that's your favorite place, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's certainly one of mine. It's the way I like to eat. I was just checking the Cardinal score again. We're in the top of the eighth, still 1-0 in favor of St. Louis at Bush in the NLDS.
Rangers beat the Blue Jays.
Let me get that back for you
there. 5-3. And Astros, actually the Royals.
Came back and won.
Came back and won tonight over the Astros 5-4. Congratulations.
Yeah. Rangers 6-2. They lead 2-0 now over the Blue Jays. Well, you know, McDougal likes Blevins, and he showed great confidence in his wide receiver. He just threw up a prayer there and let him go make a play. That's what you do to your great players. You let them try to make a play for you. Got to tell you, McDougal has not completed but one pass to his right. That was that little slant over the middle for a touchdown. He loves to throw to the left. We got maybe a field goal attempt by Peterson. Looks like it will be about a 27-yarder. We'll see if he boots it through or they run a fake here. Dewey's expecting a fake.
Well, this is by far probably the final play in the first half. Let's see what they do here. The snap, the hold, the kick on its way, and that's no good. It went wide right, and we have reached halftime, fans, and your score, it is Kellyville 19 and Dewey 12. 19-12, Kellyville on top of Dewey. We'll begin our halftime activities in 2 minutes. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country, 104.9 FM, HD, KRIG, Nowanna, Bartlesville.